Robotaxi fiasco, Kyle Vogt steps down as CEO of GM's Cruise. By Lucas Nolan on November 20, 2023. Kyle Vogt, the co-founder and CEO of autonomous vehicle company Cruise, has resigned from his position following a number of major scandals and failures for General Motors' robotaxi company. Breitbart News has previously reported on a number of major issues faced by Cruise, GM's robotaxi subsidiary. The company recently announced a significant pause in its operations following a pedestrian collision on October 2, which led to the company's driverless vehicle permit in California being revoked. While the suspension was originally of just the operation of its autonomous robotaxis, it has extended to robotaxis who have a human safety supervisor in the car. Reports have also surfaced about Cruise's robotaxis struggling to detect children and lacking data on child-specific scenarios, raising significant concerns about the technology's readiness for real-world situations, especially in urban environments where children are common. TechCrunch reports that Kyle Vogt, the co-founder and CEO of Cruise, has resigned from his leadership role. Vogt's resignation was announced in an internal email sent to employees, which TechCrunch obtained and reported on. Vogt's journey with Cruise began as a startup in a garage, evolving through its acquisition by General Motors. Under his leadership, Cruise has delivered over 250,000 driverless rides across several cities. Dan Kahn, who co-founded Cruise alongside Vogt and held a less public-facing role, has also resigned, as confirmed by TechCrunch. In the wake of these departures, Moshe Nawi, currently the executive vice president of engineering at Cruise, will take over as president and CTO. Additionally, John McNeil, a member of GM's board, has been appointed vice chairman of the Cruise board, serving alongside board chair Mary Barra. Vogt, in his farewell message, expressed gratitude for the past decade and confidence in Cruise's future, stating, "Cruise is still just getting started, and I believe it has a great future ahead." Mary Barra, GM chair and CEO, in her internal email, thanked Vogt for his dedication and vision, emphasizing the board's continued belief in Cruise's mission and technology. The recent upheaval at Cruise is not just limited to its leadership. Employee morale has reportedly been low following the October incident, with criticisms directed at management for not prioritizing safety. Furthermore, the suspension of its employee share selling program and subsequent layoffs have added to the internal challenges faced by the company. Read more at TechCrunch here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.